Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, we did see some cash cattle trade in our part of the country yesterday at $112, $1 to $2 lower than last week's live trade. The trade totals reported over the past couple of days are enough for packers to fuel current procurement needs, leaving additional trade, though, expected before the weekend. Cattle futures are expected mixed with a weaker undertone across the entire complex, and this may spark some additional pressure early today. August feeder cattle futures have fallen about $3.50 since Monday, creating potential end-of-week short covering opportunities despite the continued concern of higher feed costs. Hog futures expected mixed as strong underlying support in most contracts today. Yesterday continues the choppy market shifts which have developed across the complex over the last several weeks. July futures remain near support levels of 83.35. A weekly close below these levels could spark additional underlying weakness through the entire hog complex. Cash trade is called about steady to a dollar lower here this morning. The wheat markets are higher as the ag-wide rally continues. Plenty of concern about crop quality out of the southern plains with the pending forecast, but the bushels are expected to be there. We won't have a good handle on Kansas yields and quality for another 1 to 2 weeks. Now, as we've talked about, the spring and summer, the soft red winter balance sheet looks to be rather constructive this year, while hard red winter should be oversupplied unless a major feed program develops. Corn prices are firmer today, extending this week's rally and pushing to fresh five-year highs in both cash and futures. Despite the strong price advance, basis and spreads continue to strengthen as end users fail to buy any appreciable amounts from the grower. The soybean market is higher after it posted a surge in futures both Wednesday and yesterday, with concern growing about the number of unplanted acres. As we mentioned in the bull bear commentary, there should be about 12 million to 13 million acres left to plant come Monday across the Corn Belt. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle down 60 cents, 109.05. August down 47 at 104.72. August feeder cattle down 157, 136.22. September down 150 at 136.50. July hogs down $1.83.37. August up 30 cents yesterday, 82.82. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July up 5.5, 468.25. September up 5.75 at 481.25. Chicago wheat, July was up 9.25 at 535.5. September up 8 cents at 539. July corn up 12 cents, 442. September up 9.5, 447.75. July soybeans up 10 cents yesterday, 888. August was up 9.75 at 894.5. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.